Welcome to another episode of Psych Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Lewitsky. This is episode 6, and today we're diving into the fascinating world of giftedness in children. As a psychologist who assesses kids for giftedness and a parent of a gifted child, I'll be your guide today through the key traits and considerations when identifying gifted children. Giftedness refers to exceptionally intellectual abilities and talents that go beyond the average or typical population or persons. It encompasses a wide range of cognitive, creative, and problem-solving skills. So I do psychological assessments, and speaking and testing in statistical terms, average scores on assessments are in the 50th percentile, with an average score of 100 and a standard deviation of 15. What this means is that 50% of people that you probably know have an IQ of exactly 100, and 68% of the population fall somewhere within that span of the average range, anywhere from 85, which is on the low end of average, to 115, which is considered the high end of average range. And when assessed through IQ testing, gifted individuals typically exhibit scores that fall in the upper percentile. So above that 115 mark, often actually around somewhere between the top 10% or more to the top 2%. So usually anywhere from the 90th to 99th or more percentile. And this indicates that their performance is significantly higher than the majority of the population. So gifted individuals usually achieve standard scores well above 120 or 130 respectively, and really showcasing their advanced cognitive capabilities. However, IQ is more than just a number, and oftentimes we see variability or differences among scores. Processing speed is also commonly average for gifted individuals. Gifted children also display asynchronous development, which refers to uneven or out of sync development of different intellectual, emotional, and physical aspects in individuals, particularly in the context of gifted or high IQ children. So in other words, what this means is that these children may exhibit very advanced cognitive abilities in certain areas while displaying typical or uneven delayed development in other areas. For example, a child who might have such uneven developed skills or asynchronous development might have a high intellectual capacity and excel very strongly academically, but then struggle with social interactions or emotional regulation that is typical for their chronological age. They may also have really strong verbal skills, but then might struggle in areas of visual, spatial, or nonverbal skills. And this can also then lead to unique challenges in their upbringing and education. So it's really important for parents, educators, and caregivers to recognize and understand what asynchronous development means and how that presents in gifted children. Providing appropriate support, tailored educational experiences, and understanding these kids' individual needs can help these children navigate their unique developmental paths more effectively and successfully. So, how do we determine giftedness when scores from IQ tests are scattered? For example, looking at a 130 ability or 98th percentile, let's say in verbal scores, but then the person demonstrated maybe average or high average scores in nonverbal abilities. When scores from IQ tests are scattered, this oftentimes makes the determination of giftedness more complex. IQ tests consist of several subtests that assess different cognitive abilities. And in cases like this, where we see this huge difference between verbal and nonverbal abilities, or maybe slower processing speed, and this occurs then where then there's a variety of scores or varying scores across different abilities, it's important to consider the overall pattern of strengths and weaknesses that the child is displaying. Because giftedness is not just so much determined by a single score, which is the overall IQ, but oftentimes we have to look at it as a combination of different factors. So in such cases, a psychologist might take a more holistic approach, considering the individual's performance across various subtests, as well as other factors such as the individual's achievements, academic performance, and other relevant contextual information that's gathered during the assessment process. Typically, the psychologists may look for consistent patterns of exceptional ability and cognitive strengths, even if there are variations in specific scores. The decision to classify someone as gifted is typically based on a comprehensive evaluation rather than solely relying on just one score. So we don't always just look at the overall IQ, but we have to look at other factors, the nonverbal abilities versus the verbal abilities, and taking into everything that we discuss within the parents within that system and what's really happening with the child. We also have what's called a confidence interval in IQ testing. So a confidence interval in IQ testing is a range of scores within which an individual's true score is likely to fall given that level of confidence. So when we're given these scores, it helps to account for any inherent variability in test scores and provides a more accurate representation in an individual's cognitive abilities. So common confidence levels are 95% to 99%, indicating that the degree or certainty that the true IQ score lies within some type of calculated interval. Gifted children are like intellectual gems, displaying remarkable qualities that set them apart. So it's really important to go over a lot of these traits because it's not so black and white. Gifted children often display intellectual curiosity. Gifted kids have this insatiable thirst for knowledge. They eagerly inquire, explore, and ponder the mysteries of the world around them. They may present as rapid learners. Gifted children tend to absorb new concepts almost like sponges and might demonstrate a profound understanding of complex ideas well beyond their years. They oftentimes might even have advanced vocabulary. Their lexicon isn't just impressive, it's a playground of creativity. And gifted children are like a master painter that wields a brush. They tend to have really strong problem-solving abilities, like problem-solving prodigies. Gifted children excel at critical thinking and problem-solving, seamlessly connecting unrelated concepts to innovative solutions. They can be very creative. Gifted kids tend to look at a problem and then try to come up with something new or novel for it. And we may see also intense focus. They become so engrossed in their pursuits that the time itself seems to bow to their enthusiasm. They also could have boundless energy and enthusiasm, hyperactivity, a lot of energy, and their passion for learning is infectious, radiating boundless energy and enthusiasm in the pursuit of knowledge. They also tend to be sensitive and might possess a heightened sense of empathy, perceiving the emotions of others with depth that can be both a gift and a challenge. Because oftentimes when parents come in to my office and discuss their child being gifted, what we typically see is sometimes even emotional dysregulation concerns where the child becomes so emotionally sensitive and heightened very quickly, and it might be difficult to bring them down. And as I mentioned before, they sometimes can display uneven development. Asynchronous growth is really common in gifted children. They may soar and excel in some areas while developing at a different pace in others, meaning that they might really do well in math, but then doing fine motor tasks like writing or tying their shoes can cause great difficulty for them. They also might present as perfectionistic, and this can hinder them sometimes for having to try something new. They may resist that, becoming upset if they don't get it right the first time. But they also have very passionate pursuits. And these kids often harbor a deep devotion to specific subjects, hobbies, or fields, and develop an expertise that defies their age. And they're very curious. Their interests span a broad spectrum, which is a testament to their insatiable curiosity and their drive to explore the richness of life. Now, when it comes to assessing giftedness, the intake interview with parents is an essential tool. And if you're a parent who hasn't yet had your child assessed, here are some insightful questions to consider before going into the intake. What were the child's early developmental milestones and achievements? Have you noticed any signs of exceptional intellectual curiosity or interests? How well can the child focus and sustain attention, especially in areas of interest? Do they exhibit advanced language skills and vocabulary beyond their age? Have you observed their problem-solving abilities and creative thinking in action? How do they handle emotional sensitivity and intensity in various situations? What is their approach to social interactions and peer relationships? Are they motivated to learn and explore new things? Do they demonstrate persistence and determination when facing challenges? Is there evidence of exceptional memory or rapid learning in their experiences? Have you noticed any expressions of boredom or frustration in routine activities? Are there instances of uneven development where certain skills excel while others lag? Giftedness overall, to summarize, encompasses a wide range of cognitive, creative, and problem-solving skills. So now that we discussed what the scores mean, that scoring in the top 10% or higher means that a person exhibits cognitive and intellectual strengths, and we reviewed a list of common traits of gifted children, it's important now to delve into the actual assessment process. So I'm going to discuss a breakdown of kind of what an intelligence test might consist of. IQ consists of a combination of verbal abilities, nonverbal abilities, attention, and processing speed. Verbal abilities include skills such as verbal reasoning, language comprehension, and ability to think abstractly. Such tasks might unveil their ability to connect concepts and command language. Nonverbal abilities are assessed through tasks of visual spatial abilities, which are vital for understanding and manipulating visual information, as well as methods to tap into abstract reasoning and problem-solving skills. And these tasks reveal their capacity to analyze and draw conclusions. Attention is evaluated through short-term recall of information or short-term memory tasks. And processing speed measures a person's ability to quickly and efficiently process information. So in addition to a person's overall IQ score, a crucial concept is the General Ability Index, also referred to as a GAI, which offers a broader view of a child's cognitive strengths by excluding factors like working memory and processing speed. So it highlights their intellectual potential without undue influence from specific processing aspects. So as I mentioned earlier, processing speed and attention tasks, oftentimes a gifted child will score average. And that's not uncommon. It's not problematic. But what happens, though, is that when they take their verbal and nonverbal abilities, which may be significantly advanced or above average, then you take these average scores that they're performing on for tasks of attention and processing speed, their overall IQ is going to be weighed down. So in that sense, a secondary measure called a GAI, General Ability Index, is used to just calculate a child's verbal and nonverbal abilities together without equating or adding in their processing speed and working memory or attention tasks, so we can see how the child is actually performing without those other factors of processing speed that may be lowering their overall IQ score. So you as parents play a pivotal role, though, in nurturing and supporting your child's exceptional abilities. And here are some valuable recommendations to consider. The first is to look into the National Association of Gifted Children, abbreviated as NAGC. NAGC is a top organization for gifted children, offering professional learning, research, and advocacy to ensure equitable support for their development. And you can go on their website at nagc.org. Now, I'm in Michigan, so I often will refer parents then to the Michigan Association of Gifted Children, or MAGC, and you can find that at MAGC.org. And the Michigan Association for Gifted Children empowers parents and educators to enhance the lives of advanced children through information, education, advocacy, and support. And if you're in another state, I'm sure you can find that information on the website for the National Association of Gifted Children. You also want to embrace your child's curiosity. Encourage your child's insatiable curiosity and interests. Provide them with opportunities to explore various subjects and fields that ignite their passion. Foster a growth mindset. Do this by helping your child develop a growth mindset by emphasizing the value of effort, perseverance, and learning from challenges. This mindset empowers them to view setbacks as stepping stones to success. Offer enrichment opportunities. Seek out enrichment programs, workshops, and extracurricular activities that align with your child's interests. These experiences can provide the intellectual stimulation that they crave. Provide a supportive environment. Create an environment that supports their unique needs. Offer access to books, educational materials, and tools that encourage exploration and learning. Encourage social connections. While intellectual pursuits are important, don't overlook the importance of social interactions, because oftentimes what we see is that gifted children might struggle socially with their peers of the same age. So encourage your child to connect with peers who might share their interests and passions to build those relationships. And balance challenges. Strike a balance between providing opportunities for intellectual growth and ensuring that they have a overall well-rounded childhood. Engage them in activities that promote physical, emotional, and social development. Celebrate achievements. Acknowledge and celebrate your child's accomplishments, no matter how small. Positive reinforcement can boost their self-confidence and motivation. Address perfectionism. Help your child navigate perfectionism by teaching them that mistakes are part of the learning process. Encourage them to set realistic goals and to embrace the value of progress over perfection. Open communication. Maintain open lines of communication with your child. Listen attentively to their thoughts, feelings, and aspirations, and provide a safe space for them to express themselves. Advocate for their needs. If necessary, advocate for your child's educational needs within the school system. Work with teachers and administrators to ensure they receive appropriate challenges and support. Model lifelong learning. Demonstrate your own passion for learning and growth. Be a role model by engaging in intellectual pursuits, reading, and exploring new interests. And cultivate resilience. Teach your child how to cope with setbacks, handle stress, and develop resilience. These skills will serve them as they navigate the complexities of life. As we conclude this episode, remember that your role as a parent is a remarkable journey filled with discovery and growth. Giftedness is a captivating realm of cognitive abilities that often reveals itself through different traits and assessments. Remember that each child is a unique constellation of abilities, and our role as psychologists is to illuminate their brilliance and guide them toward realizing their full potential. By nurturing your child's unique abilities and providing them with the tools and support that they need, you're helping to shape a bright and promising future. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening exploration of giftedness in children. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to the Psych Confidential podcast, share it with others, or leave a rating and review. You can find more information on my clinic page, which is www.brightpinepsychology.com. And to catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on social media at DrCat_PsyD. I hope you find this information useful, and I wish you all a great week. Until next time, this is Dr. Kat.